This colorful image shows how satellite data can be recoded by computers to make that data meaningful to people. In this case, sensors on a satellite recorded thermal radiation, or heat, emitted at the surface of the Great Lakes. Jonathan Chipman and other scientists at the University of Wisconsin collected that data. Then they told the computer to convert the numbers representing warmer temperatures into red, and to convert those for cooler temperatures into blue. Chipman says they were just translating raw data into something that's meaningful to people.
In this case, we chose to use this range of colors from red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, and so on to represent the surface temperatures because it's something that the viewer can intuitively understand. The red looks and feels warmer, the blue and violet look and feel cooler. But obviously, these are not true colors. The lakes to the eye would have looked kind of bluish-green floating up in space, and the thermal energy that is being measured coming from the surface of these lakes doesn't naturally correspond to any color at all. And that's an example of a very extreme manipulation of this image. We're essentially assigning a range of colors that don't correspond in any natural way to the radiation that's actually being emitted from the lake surface.
It might be tempting to conclude here that the power of satellite imagery has put cartographers out of work. But Chipman says cartographers are in no danger. They will always be needed for their ability to assemble and organize information in many ways for many purposes.
It's important to emphasize that these images are not a replacement for older methods of cartography. They are perhaps one minor or increasingly major addition to the tools that cartographers have available.
As cartographers' tools, satellite images may be worlds away from the explorers' diaries used in making the earliest maps of Wisconsin and the Great Lakes. But Chipman says today's advanced technology is still used to make the same product cartographers made 300 years ago.
That is to say, an informative, interesting, and beautiful map of the landscape.